Wisconsin Nature Notes from the Nature Conservancy. What's singing, blooming, creeping, and crawling in the Badger State?
Every winter, bird watchers in Wisconsin can hardly wait for the arrival of birds that don't normally winter this far south. Depending on the year, food scarcities in Canada send one or a few bird species to Wisconsin in often dramatic movements called eruptions, spelled I-R-R-U-P-T-I-O-N-S. Even better, once a decade or so, climatological patterns and bird numbers combine for a super flight that sends 6, 7, or 8 northern species deep into the central and southern United States. And that's when things get really exciting. The birds most commonly associated with these periodic winter eruptions are the winter finches, pine grosbeak, red crossbill, white-winged crossbill, purple finch, pine siskin, common redpoll, and evening grosbeak. The arrival of winter finches doesn't necessarily indicate a harsh winter ahead for us. Trees generate seeds in annual cycles, producing massive amounts of seeds in one year and very few the next. In years with lots of seeds, finches will stay north with more than they can eat. In years without seeds, the birds have no choice but to wander south. They live in the vast boreal forests where there are few people and very few feeders to supplement their diet. Typically, the finches will show up at backyard feeders a little later in winter, ignoring feeders at first in favor of whatever natural food they can find. Key trees affecting finch movements in the boreal forests are spruces, birches, and mountain ashes. For example, common redpolls feed primarily on the catkins produced by birch and alder trees. When catkin production is low, common redpolls leave these areas and erupt into areas where food is more plentiful. Different birds of prey may also erupt when seed crops are poor and fail to support the necessary rodents that they prey upon. Other causes for bird eruptions include severe weather that may force birds to find more temperate wintering grounds, or overbreeding, where too many young deplete even plentiful food supplies. Food shortages are only part of the story. Scientists have recently pinpointed a climate pattern that likely sets the stage for eruptions. Persistent shifts in rainfall and temperature drive the boom and bust cycles in seed production, which in turn drive the mass migrations of pine siskins, the most widespread of the eruptive migrants. This discovery may make it possible to predict eruptions more than a year in advance. Learn how you can take part in conservation in Wisconsin. Go to the Nature Conservancy's website at nature.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Nature Notes is the work of the Nature Conservancy in Wisconsin and Mind's Eye Audio in Madison.